From Saudi Arabia, a story of religious zeal that may have contributed to the deaths of 14 schoolgirls. According to Saudi news reports, it happened after a fire at a girls' school in Mecca 1 week ago today. Mohammed Al-Khareji is a reporter for Arab News. He's in the Saudi city of Jeddah. And Mr. Al-Khareji, what happened when the school caught fire?
Well, a short circuit caused a fire in a girls' school. And the girls were trampled, and 14 of the 800 girls were killed. Now, some of the parents and some of the police that went to the scene could not go in to help rescue the children because people from the religious police would not allow the people to go in so that they wouldn't mix with the girls.
Are these people armed, the religious police in Saudi Arabia, or they have sticks or something?
No, they're not armed. Some of them have walking sticks that they do occasionally use if they need to, but no, they're not armed, but they travel in flocks. You usually see them when they travel around together. They're six and above in numbers.
So there could have been enough to actually make it impossible for the families to get inside the building.
Yes, very much so.
The religious police, this is the group that's formerly known as the Committee for the Propagation of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice?
Yes.
Can you explain a bit how they figure in Saudi life?
Well, there's what you might call what they're supposed to do in theory and what's happening in practice, to be honest with you. They're supposed to contribute to helping people regarding religious matters, helping the authorities with alcohol and drug situations, and things of that nature. But with their involvement with such matters, like, for example, the fire, they have no jurisdiction whatsoever.
But their interference had to do with the fact that, what was it, that the girls were not covered and that they would be seen by others in that case?
Exactly. They didn't want any of the males, and some of the males that wanted to go in and help were parents, were fathers or brothers and so forth. They didn't want any mixing whatsoever, so they did stop the people from helping, and that caused quite an uproar here in Mecca and in the rest of the country.
An uproar that I gather has been covered rather extensively in the Saudi media.
Very much so. Everybody is demanding for a full investigation. The government is very displeased. Everybody from the Crown Prince Abdullah to the governor of Mecca have taken this matter very seriously.
Is this common for there to be a reporting about how the religious police are behaving, and obviously reporting that leads to criticism of the religious police in Saudi media?
Well, not really. The media in Saudi Arabia is going through a process of evolution. It has changed dramatically in the last 5 years, for obvious reasons, technology, satellites, the internet, and so forth. But it did take a tragic affair, like what happened in Mecca, for people to really, you know, speak their minds on this matter.
Do you think most Saudis would assume that, at the very least in an emergency, veiled or unveiled, the girls should have been gotten out of the building and should have been saved?
Oh, yes, definitely. That's the heart of the matter. When the situation is that serious, everything takes a back seat, and most Saudis believe that.
That's Mohammed Al-Khareji, a reporter for Arab News in the city of Jeddah. Mr. Al-Khareji, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.